Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We're looking at this week, God inhabits the praises of His people. And you'll see that in Psalm 22, verse 3. It's very powerful. And what God can do in your life through your praises will get you praising God with the right heart. Let's pick up where we started this week, and let's go into the service right now.
I've heard people say, I'm just set in my ways. That's just how I am. I can't see myself that way. That's the problem. You can't see yourself that way. You know, when they want to sell a car, if you go to a dealership, the guy take you to a car, you see you looking at, do you like this? Yeah, it's nice. And can you see yourself in that car? You know, that was a question. They're trained to ask that question. And if you cannot see yourself in that car, they move on because they know you're not going to buy it. They'll take you to a car. I can see myself in that car. Well, you've got to see yourself in Christ and all the promises that have become your inheritance. You've got to start claiming your inheritance. And then you become a positive person. It's just amazing. Okay. That didn't go down really well. In other words, what we need to do if we're miserable is we need to learn the road less traveled. Because the misery road, I've made a path. If I had to drop a bowling ball, it would run down that path. I've got a furrow because I've walked that road for all my life. I've walked that road and I've created a pathway in my brain. And now I'm addicted to the lifestyle I live. Can that change? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Yes, and you know what happened this morning? Ask my wife. I said, I haven't listened to Kenneth Hagin in a long time. This morning, I was listening to that song we wanted to sing, and underneath there was Kenneth Hagin. So I thought, okay, wow, put it on. I put it on. She'll validate what I'm saying. And I started listening to Kenneth Hagin. I've listened to him all my life. I've never in my life heard what he brought today. I told her, did I say that? I said to you, I've never heard him talk about neuroscience. And he's talking about neuroscience, exactly what I got my notes for. I'm ready to go. My bag's in the car already. He's talking my message here. I'm thinking, you're kidding me. And so that was confirmation from God once again. But listen to this. Yes, some neuroscience for you. Did you know? And this is scientifically proven. We create brain pathways. And you can study this. Known as neural pathways. And neural pathways can form negative associations or positive ones, which can have a bad or good influence on how you behave. You see, when some people say, I'm set in my ways. Have you ever heard someone say that? Or you say, he's set in his ways. What that means is they've got a neural pathway that they can't get off. They've traveled that road so often. Have you ever heard the saying, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know? Never heard that saying in America? Yes. I heard it in South Africa all the time. I met many devils. Better the devil you know than you don't know. First of all, I don't want to know a devil. All I want to know is how he operates so I can stand against that. Bible says, know the wiles of the devil, so you can stand against that. But have you heard of familiar spirits? There are such a thing called familiar spirits, the one that's getting you to do certain things. If your eyes could be opened into the spiritual realm and you see the one that's leading you to do whatever it is you're doing that's totally ungodly, you would faint when you see that spirit, but you're so used to that spirit, he's been around all your life, and now the problem is you've created a neural pathway, and you're walking with a demon. Now, don't shoot me down until you hear the rest of this message, because it can help your life. Amen? And so your mind stores info through thoughts that affect your behavior. Your mind stores info through thoughts that affect your behavior. Now, this is scientifically proven. An example, the first time a person fails at something, can for the rest of their life cause them to believe they are bad at that thing. Whatever it is, someone said to you just once, you can't sing. That's it. You put it down, the microphone, you never try it again. You just believe you're a bad singer. And you believed it long enough, you've got a neural pathway along there. Did you know that? That's scientifically proven. Read it. Did any of you ever do an essay at school? And they wanted you to stand in front of the class and read it. Yeah. Can you remember your knees? Can you remember how you were fearful? You didn't want to go to school that day? And that memory evokes and rises up inside of you so much that you will not speak in public. How many of you are scared to speak in public? They say one of the worst things for people is to speak in public. Put your hands up if you don't like speaking in public. Okay, those of you come up here, you've got to say, we're going to have you talk to the people. We're going to crush that thing quickly. I'm joking. But it creates a neural pathway, so now you never get up. You never say, and God's filled you up with so much good things that you won't say. Do you know, I was so shy when I was growing up. It was pathetic how shy I was. And I could sing, and my dad knew I could sing, and I must have been 7 or 8, and I used to sing songs like you'd never remember them unless you in this church. Be-bop-a-lula, that's my baby. How many of you know that song? Wow, you guys are getting on in age. I don't remember if my dad taught it to me. I'm joking. And he'd asked me to sing it. I was so shy. You open a door and stand on this side. I'd stand the wall here and the door open over here with the slot down the crack, and I'd sing it through that. That's how shy I was. And it took me years to get over that. And I did get over it by practicing and doing it over and over. Today, I get up here and it's like natural for me. Although sometimes when I get up here, I feel, oh God, if your spirit's not with me, we've got a problem here. You know, the people will get up and walk out. But I overcame that by doing that very thing that scared me. I did it and did it and did it until now I'm free from that thing. So I created a new neural pathway from one that was scared and shy and wouldn't talk in front of people, wouldn't walk in a room where there were people, to now where I'm positive. I created a new pathway, and you can do the same thing. Amen. It's proven. They're telling you this over here. I mean, a teacher or a parent or something. Stuff happened when you were growing up and it got in and it's been in your mind. Some people they have such a fear of spiders. And you can change the neural pathway. And so neurons communicate through a mix of electric and chemical transmissions. There's a picture just to show you some action. See that? That's a picture of the brain from the top, and the colors represent pathways. See that? You create so many pathways, they say trillions. They say that more than the stars in the Milky Way by billions. We just chook, 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 chook. This mind that God created is unbelievable to the human and natural mind. What God created, they're trying to make robots. A robot will never, ever be a human being. They try to be, but they can never be. And AI and Google don't know everything. God does. And so the good news is brain pathways can be changed and reorganized throughout your life. Well, I'm just too old. You know, that's just, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Have you heard that saying in America? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. How many of you heard that saying? Well, number one, I'm not a dog. Are you a dog? I'm a human being. I have a mind, a brain, a will, emotions. I've got God in my spirit. I can learn anything, anytime, anywhere. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I've got to adopt that attitude and create new pathways for my own misery. Or else I will be misery all around people all the time. Amen. So you're not an old dog. You can learn new things. I'll never learn how to use an iPhone. So you're not an old dog. That means you can learn a whole lot of new stuff. Don't ever say that out of your mouth. Don't ever say the older I get, the worse things get. I leak, I creak, I bump into things, I can't remember. What's my name? Who are you? Because the TV is telling you that all the time. The TV is trying to sell you medication that you don't need, and they'll completely sell it and put seed inside of you. If you get, I don't know, forgetful, you can't remember, just take a picture of this thing and join the family. They want to make you feel included. Why do people become gang members? Because they feel accepted. They make you, you're part of our family. Take this, take that. And people in America and around the world, there are more hypochondriacs on the planet than there are sick people. A hypochondriac means you don't need medicine, but you are, people are on medication. They got morning, Monday, morning, evening, Monday, night. And then Tuesday, morning, lunch, evening tablets. You got a little box already for you, right? Have they created boxes for you to use? No, none of you seen that. You don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. There are men and women in this nation, especially they play on the older people, especially to get you addicted and caught up in the grand scheme of things where you will need medication for things you don't need it for. And the pharmaceutical, I want to just give you a heads up. The pharmaceutical industry is the largest industry on the planet. Larger than gold, larger than the car industry. Pharmaceutical industry is the greatest and largest ever. Greater than Apple. Yeah. Why? And they want to suck you in. And when you get into the system, they don't leave you alone. I had something to do and I went here to this hospital over here. And let me tell you what, since then I'm getting stuff. I had to block them. I had to block them. Just nonstop pounding you and giving you stuff. No, I got done what I needed done. Now Christ got the rest. So you can change or reorganize these pathways throughout your whole life. This process is known as neuroplasticity. Have you ever heard that? Neuroplasticity. We're still in church. Okay, I'm just showing you the brilliance of God. All right? It allows the brain to adapt and learn from experiences, to recover from injuries, and even form new habits. If you're addicted, you can get out of it. Any kind of addiction. If you can't stop smoking, you can't stop drinking, you can't stop watching porn, you can't stop these things. You can. You can. You're just going to have to create a new pathway in your brain. And this is the article I'm reading. Now, the exciting bit about neuroplasticity is that you can actively and consciously use it to rewire your brain, to reprogram yourself to believe new things or see things differently. You got to start speaking. You know, God, think about God. God speaks, he says, light be, and boom, light became. Correct? He said, separate the firmament from the seas, etc. Boom. Separate the oceans. Boom. God spoke and it happened. And he said this, listen, I'm creating. He said this to Adam and Eve. He said if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And do you know, the Bible says it is now appointed once that every man or woman should die. He didn't have to say it again. He spoke it once, people still die. But now we have eternal life after death because of Jesus. But he just spoke it once and boom, it carried on. He spoke the stars into existence. They're still discovering galaxies. It's still producing galaxies. God's word cannot but produce.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.